This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain,
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol working real hard down along the border. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there for you to look at. All right, Frank Silvato, manager of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast, is with us. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, over there in the Straits of Hormuz, we had a little instigation put forth by the Iranians. They decided to get a little pushy, if you will, with one of their drones. And by the way, we don't know if the drone was armed or not, but it certainly got within that magic number that we don't let it get any closer. After warning it off, it was still moving in a general direction towards the USS Boxer, and we splashed it, as the Republicans would say. We splashed it.
Yeah, and you know, we went through the proper protocol. We warned them. We said stop. It got within 1,000 feet, and that becomes a threat to a U.S. warship, so we destroyed it.
Now, the other thing...
They know what our rules of engagement are over there, and they knew damn well what was going to happen after we warned them three times to mm-hmm. stop and turn around. Mm-hmm. So,
now, the other thing we found out yesterday was the Iranians came out when they said, oh, what oil tanker? We don't know about any oil tanker. All of a sudden, the oil tanker that apparently came out of the United Arab Emirates, that's owned by them, flagged on a Panamanian flag, is in fact now sitting in an Iranian port because they got boarded and confiscated and hijacked over into Iran. So now what?
Yeah, and along with their crew that's being held. Now the Iranians are saying that it was because they were trading in contraband oil that was sold on the Iranian black market. But that, for all practical purposes, when you look at the manifest of the ship and it's in its origin, and its embarkation and debarkation agendas, that wasn't the case. So we have an international incident happening here, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. But on the heels of us putting a drone in the drink, you know, Iran's gone past saber rattling, and they're starting to present opportunity for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so whether it's the British, you know, who had a run-in with them last week, I believe, or their attempt to provoke the United States, they're looking at anybody who's going through the Strait of Hormuz and giving us a reason to make sure it stays open.
Now, there is an interesting report that has now surfaced about one Bernie Sanders. He's lost a number of his staffers because of the poverty wages that he's been paying, and the wages went up in numerous areas, numerous states, to the $15 an hour wage, and whatever it was, it must have doubled in some cases. And Bernie decided that he would just, rather than pay the wages, put the staffers and say, sorry, don't need you anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way that socialism happens. I mean, maybe he wants to get a fourth house. You know, maybe the one on Lake Champlain that's the lake house that he has is not enough for him, and he wants to get a winter house down in Florida. Who knows? You know, socialism for everybody else is good, and spouting off at the mouth about $15 an hour minimum wage is good for everybody else. But when it comes to him, all the rules are off, and socialism doesn't really touch him. Mm-hmm. This is the hypocrisy of people who preach socialism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at people like Sanders, look at people like AOC, who say, hey, there's nothing really bad about mm-hmm. socialism. Mm-hmm. Take a look into her past. She grew up in Westchester.
Yeah.
In New York. She did not grow up in a poverty-stricken neighborhood. She was affluent.
Yeah.
You know, so when you hear somebody preaching socialism, it's usually because they didn't come from it.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but yesterday the House voted to raise the minimum wage all across the country, federal minimum wage, to $15 an hour, which isn't going to happen because it will not pass the Senate.
No, of course it's not going to pass the Senate. It's kind of stupid. We shouldn't be mandating that anyway. Every state is different. Federal government shouldn't be interfering in the free market. You know, wages, you start inflating wages, and all of a sudden you're going to start inflating costs of things. And everything will start spiraling up, and then you're looking at a lot of increased prices for everything, you know. So, yeah, it's not going to pass the Senate, the $15 an hour thing. If certain states want to impose it, you know, I know the Californians will want it very much. You see what's happening with the economy out there and in New York and in Illinois. You know, one day people will learn.
Mm-hmm.
One day. But it's not today, so.
Mm. And it turns out, as we said, folks, that the Bernie Sanders campaign is not interested in paying their workers the $15 per hour that he wants the rest of America forced to pay. They are, in fact, laying off people so they don't have to pay $15 an hour. And hold that thought, Frank, because I know you got it. And we'll be right back with more right after this break. Okay, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. And now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. I'll tell you what, that goes for all of their Chevys, all of their Nissans, and any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. And check out the Moss Nissan Titan. I'm driving one of those around, and it is a truck. Believe me, it is a trucker's truck. How's that? And you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/free credit check. Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they're the original home of You Serve, You Save. Now, that's a program that saves all active-duty military and veterans and first responders to active or retired, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Simply check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/free credit check, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you an extra $500 on whatever deal you make with them. Tell them the captain sent you. That's another $500 in a discount you'll get off the vehicle you're looking at. By the way, special shout out this morning. Good morning to Kathy. Good morning to George. Good morning to John. And good morning to Patrick. There you go. All right. Kyle Warren was on in hour number one, and we talked about this. Now we've got Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and the Underground USA podcast. Donald Trump is not happy with the send her back chant, and he's promising next time he'll ask people to just stop it.
Well, you know, we've gone beyond any measure of decorum in politics in the United States, and we do have to pull back on the reins just a little bit. If we don't do it on the right-hand side, it will never happen because the left is unbridled. You know, so you've got Ms. Tlaib, who was born in the United States. Yeah, you may not agree with her religion or political stance or anything else, but she was born here. Mm-hmm. You know, the inference is that you want to send her back to a foreign land. It's not the intellectually sound basis. Now, send her back to Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I don't think she should be reelected to office, but that's a political statement, not a personal statement.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Third worst congressional district in the country in terms of what's going on there, her district.
Yeah, and you look at that district. Look at everybody on the squad.
Oh yeah.
Look at their districts. They're all in pitiful shape.
Do you hear my new name?
Let's remember. Yeah, would you call this
my new name? The Sob 4.
The Sob 4.
Yeah, you know, boohoo, wah wah. The Sob 4. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I mean, you look at AOC's district.
Yeah.
She was elected with less than 4% of the vote because of the voter apathy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's marching around like she's got a mandate. I mean, this is the ridiculousness we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talk about the chance like that on the right side. Let's start talking about good government. Let's start talking about the issues. Let's start talking about policy. Let's start talking about what the president's actually achieved in the short time that he's been off in office. That's something that we should be talking about, not the accusations of the left and falling into their pit of name calling and all that stuff. So, you know, the facts will bear out a wonderful legacy for the first term of the Trump administration. We just start talking about them.
What exactly have they done for their districts? I can't think of anything that they've done to bring the bacon home, as they say.
Well, nothing. I mean, the whole of the Democrat caucus hasn't done anything the whole first Trump term. All they've wanted to do was obstruct and scream impeachment. We saw what happened two nights ago again. They brought up impeachment articles in the House, and it was tabled roundly, you know, with just the very extreme left voting for it. Most of the Democrats, an overwhelming number of Democrats, said, no, it's kind of stupid. You know, but you've got these people who are screaming about it, trying to influence the news cycle, you know, because they've done nothing. They've done zero. They passed ridiculous bills out of their committees. It goes to the floor. And if it does pass, because it has to pass on party lines, it gets killed in the Senate. They know there's no hope for most of the things that they're passing out of the House. There's no hope for them to become a piece of legislation. We were talking in the first episode, the $15 an hour
yep.
Mandatory minimum wage. Not going to happen because it's not going to pass the Senate.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bernie is already laying off people because he doesn't want to pay it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, what have they done the whole first Trump term besides protest political ideology? Well, nothing. And that means they haven't governed. So they failed their constituents all the way around.
Now, President Trump announced that he is choosing Antonin Scalia's son, in fact, a labor attorney, to be the labor secretary. He's been a very successful labor attorney working for one of the largest labor legal firms in the country.
Well, he's got a hell of a legacy and a hell of a lineage. And if he was listening to his father, obviously he did. He followed in his father's footsteps and embraced the law. And you look at his career, and it has been notable, especially in his line of the law. I'd say it's a damn good choice. And, you know, when you've got a name like that backing you up and you have performed to earn to carry that name, especially in the shadow of a father like Antonin Scalia, mm-hmm. You know, good. Let's see what he can do. Maybe we can have another Scalia on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm chuckling at a comment made by our friend Eric in Seminole. He's a Marine Corps dad, a couple of Marine sons. He's saying, good morning, sir. We don't have to send them back. They can just get the hell out.
There you go. They can voluntarily deport themselves. How's that?
Yeah. Starting with Omar.
Is that what we were doing under Obama was saying? Well, they could just voluntarily deport themselves.
Yeah, starting with Omar.
Yeah.
I gotta talk about Senator Rand Paul and
Mike Lee in Utah. The two of them got together, and they've slowed up the 9/11 fund vote to get the money that they need to the 9/11 victims. And by the way, we now officially, just in terms of firefighters, have had 200 firefighters die since after September 11th from the diseases they've come down with by what happened at the World Trade Center. And, you know, somebody told me, they said, well, they're not out of money yet. No, they're not, but they're going to be, because there's more new people every day coming down with stuff that needs to be taken care of.
Well, so the media is being a tad bit disingenuous about this, and John Stewart should actually be keel-hauled. Rand Paul, they didn't slow it up to slow it up. What they said is, we have to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats should find a way to make sure that that money has a priority when it comes to where to spending our tax dollars, not something that we have to borrow for. This is what they are sent to Washington to make sure happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't just keep spending to build up the debt. You prioritize about the important things that need to be taken care of. And those are the caveats that Lee and Paul said, hey, you know what? We do this to every bill here in Washington. How are you going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the Democrats saying, here's exactly how we're going to pay for it, they said, how dare you not pass this bill and just spend?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, does it deserve to be passed? Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But it also deserves to be paid for.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of paying for things, Boeing is in big trouble because right now it looks like they're going to take a $4.9 billion loss for the prolonged grounding of the 737 MAX planes. We heard yesterday that Southwest Airlines is not going to put their planes up until the minimum end of November.
Yeah, you know, this is just another reason why you make sure that everything is double, triple, and quadruple checked before you put something out there for purchase, especially when you're talking about commercial aircraft.
Yeah.
So this is a very expensive lesson, but you know what? Safety first. That's the mantra that we had to live by in the fire service.
Oh, yeah, I know. By the way, why can't financier Jeffrey Epstein get out on bail? $100 million he was going to put up, his airplane he was going to put up. He agreed to, I think he agreed to monitoring, ankle monitoring or something like that, and he can't get out to go live in his posh pod place.
Yeah, maybe it's because he has passports from other countries where he could duck out.
You notice that, huh?
Yeah, maybe it's because he has an island that's not the United States that he could duck out to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's anybody who deserves not to have bail, it's this piece of garbage.
Yeah. All right, here comes the music. We will let you go and talk to you on Monday, and stay cool up there.
I'll do my best. I love it, friend.
All right. Frank Silvano, manager of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast. And we're coming right back with the sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland. I know he's going to have a lot to say. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, marriage fraud? Reports Representative Ilhan Omar, who's from Somalia, one of the four members of the Progressive Squad, may have married her brother back in 2009. She denies it. Reporter David Steinberg with PJ Media has been investigating this story now for a year. He claims to have evidence she was in a sham marriage with her biological brother. Now, reporters asking President Trump about this. He says there was a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know. But I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 3 points, the Nasdaq up 22 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my sports report with Patrick Kylan, the insurance quarterback. Turn sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. It's brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, to find out more about the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you can give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or check them out on the web by going to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. And joining us this morning, as he does every Monday and Friday, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turn sports quarterback. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Had a great event last night over there in Brandon, and everybody was happy and walked away feeling really good about life in general. Now, speaking about life in general, NASCAR this weekend is going to be up in New Hampshire.
Going to be a hot one, Captain.
It's going to be, yeah, and let me tell you something, because we just talked about this off air. They're not going to be able to keep those radiators shut like they normally would, because the temperature on the track, the heat index is going to be 100 to 110. They're going to have to open up those radiators.
On that track, you know, it's going to be more like 120, man. It's going to be something.
Yep.
It's going to be a good race, getting near
to playoff contention time there in NASCAR land. So I'm curious to see how this race turns out. Great race last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, Bush against Bush, brother against brother, right down there to the wire. I'm looking for another great matchup.
Overtime race. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it'll be nice. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. The British Open will already be done, so people watching the British Open, you know, then can switch over and watch NASCAR. And speaking of that, Captain, man, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, man, they just really didn't do very well. I thought for sure they'd play. One of them would at least play better than they showed. Mm-hmm. And, they'll try to rebound today, but it's going to be very difficult. Mm-hmm. And the conditions over there, it's kind of funny. It's hot as heck over here, and it's cold and rainy over there in Ireland. So.
Well, I'm not even sure it's cold as the North Pole today because this heat index thing we got going goes all the way to the Canadian border and into Canada. And Ottawa, they're talking about a heat index up there. And normally Ottawa is not all that warm. Well, they will be today.
No, it's kind of weird summer weather all across the country. But, you know, we get this occasionally. I think it's just what's going on in the world. So,
too many politicians running for president. That's what it is.
There you go, Captain. I like that.
Heating up the air. We'll have to remember that this afternoon. St. Patrick, you say, hey, Patrick, you know how come it's so hot? Oh, yeah. There's too many Democrats running for president.
Just a lot of hot air out there from all these politicians.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to baseball because the Tampa Bay Rays, who went into New York and they had a chance to gain a little ground, they won the first game and went, this could be interesting. Turn around, lose the next three. Now they're back at home.
Yeah, that wasn't a good series up there in New York. We'll see how they bounce back here at home. Got about 60 games left, Captain. It's going to be a final stretch here to see what they can do. They really are going to have to go about 37-23 to have a shot to make the playoffs. Boston's looking better. So that division's, you know, really looking tight. You got, Minnesota with our man Rocco Baldelli looking
doing a great job.
He's doing a wonderful job.
Think he could be manager of the year?
Yes, sir. Very, very much so. That division, Cleveland, Chicago White Sox, a lot of fans out there like that. And then out west, that division's up in the air. So the American League is going to be very interesting this year. Everybody's thinking Yankees all the way. But when you get into playoff time, everything changes.
Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And all this heat, now we've got football. We got the NFL coming to camp. We got the colleges starting to think about getting ready to play. I mean, goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, within a month, they're going to kick off the college football season, right at about 5 weeks, to be technical. And that's going to be something to see the University of Miami and Florida play a regular season game. First time in a lot of years. That used to be a game every year, Captain. So that's a big rivalry. And up in the Northeast, they'll be getting ready for football up there too, obviously. And Labor Day will be here before we know it. And that's really when that weekend really starts everything going in football for college and professional. And like you mentioned, the camps starting this weekend all over and starting Monday, all the vets all across the
Now, the Bucs Nation just tweeted something here about, it says, which NFL player reminds you the most of Disney characters? And it shows a picture of let's see, I think his name is Jeff Manns. I think that's what the guy, player's name is, but he looks just like a Disney character. And they got a picture of the character besides the ball player without his helmet standing there in the field.
You can always make those characters. It cracks me up how they do that. Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to need Sue to be the Tasmanian devil for that defense after Gerald McCoy left and went to the Panthers. So that's going to be interesting to see how the defense here in Tampa Bay turns around and can the offense put enough points on the board to get them into the victory column.
All right, Mr. Quarterback, who's got the best college football team in the country, you think?
Wow. You know, probably Alabama again, Captain.
I was just going to go there with you and said, yeah. I don't see anybody beating Alabama until they beat them. I mean, they're going to put them at the top and see what happens.
Yeah, Clemson always seems to have their number and gives them a run, but I don't know if Clemson's going to have the firepower this year. But we'll see. They could give it a run.
How about the Gators? How about the Florida Gators?
They're getting better. They're looking better, you know, and guess what? Speaking about the Florida Gators on this great channel, AM 1380,
yep.
It will be Gator football this year for everybody out there listening.
It will.
Your Gator channel to catch the games here, and Mick Huber does a nice job, Mr. Oh My. And I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my!
He cracks me up. But he loves his team. And it's going to be interesting with the Gators playing Miami this year, obviously playing Florida State this year. It's going to be an interesting season for the Gators. If they can get Felipe, the quarterback there, can get it together, they could have a very nice run there in the SEC and shake some things up. So I'm looking forward to that. And Auburn looks like they might have a decent team this year. Mm-hmm. Georgia looks like they might have a decent team this year. So there's always a surprise there in the SEC. Somebody comes out of nowhere and contends. Just like the ACC. And, hey, USF in town, UCF, that's going to be some good football, the AAC. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, too.
And, of course, everybody's looking for a rematch of the National Hockey League and seeing if the Tampa Bay Lightning, instead of dying in the first round, can actually make it into the second round and not burn themselves out, which is, I think, pretty much what happened last year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they make out. And speaking of hockey, you know, Seattle hired a GM yesterday. They awarded the Seattle hockey franchise. Boy, the pressure's going to be on him because Las Vegas Knights, they awarded those guys a team, and they did great their first season. So expectations are going to be high. But I'm sure Seattle's very excited about having hockey up there again. I know they missed their basketball team and baseball team. The Mariners are looking better this year, too.
By the way, one of our good friends and one of our good fans, Eric in Seminole, is saying, go Navy, beat Army.
There you go. That'll be a good match as always. It's so cool how they do that the first Saturday in December, and I really enjoy
it. And they
that.
Now waive the rule on the football players, on the sports players. They can play professional athletics instead of going right into the military. They can waive their military training, if you will, their commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is nice. You know, give these kids, they can represent the military by doing that. I think it's a smart PR move as well as just a good move to let everybody, you know, have an opportunity to fulfill their goals in life if they're fortunate enough to.
All right, tell everybody how to hear you or how to get a hold of you.
Give me a call at 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. That's 813-966-1052. If I can help anybody out there listening with their insurance questions, Social Security questions, Medicare questions, and all my veterans out there, if there's anything I can do for your guys when it comes to your benefits, helping you out with a variety of things.
And somebody asked about that book the other day that you give out, and all you got to do is call your phone number.
That's it, man. Just call me, 813-966-1052. If I'm busy with the client, leave your name and number, leave your address. I'll get the book mailed to you, Mission 1 Million. You read that, it'll get you a lot of education for retirement purposes, finance purposes, and then we'll put the insurance product in there to get you there for retirement, from health insurance to Medicare supplements to just annuities, life insurance, whatever the case may be. Business owners out there, you got to be smart and have buy-sell agreements with your partners. So, I mean, there's just so many things. I get legal involved, Captain. I get CPAs involved all the time with people. I'm here to help. Again, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Please give me a call.
Talk to you this afternoon, my friend.
Take care, brother.
All right, that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and I'll be on his program this afternoon from 5:30 to 6. AM 1380 The Biz, if you want to tune in. Okie dokie, little low rider taking you to the top. Let's get her done. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and it's a great day to go boating. It's going to be a great weekend to go boating. It'll be a little bit cooler out on the water, not by a lot, but certainly if the heat index is 110 degrees or thereabouts, I do believe 88 or 89 degrees on the water is going to be a little cooler than that. So let's get going with the beach and boating forecast. Today, Friday, we'll have some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, mostly after 2 p.m., and they'll continue into the early evening hours. Now, the winds will start out at the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll have an afternoon sea breeze. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature right now, 88 degrees. The bay water temperature, 86 degrees. Our low tide comes at 8:24 a.m. We had our high tide at 2:55 a.m. earlier,
And I will tell you that it's going to be a good day to be out in a Freedom Boat Club out on the water, because we sit right here, Freedom Boat Club, the largest independent franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club system, which includes 185 locations across the United States, 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're an active duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 of your one-time membership fee. And all you do is pay the balance of the membership fee, and then after that, you pay a monthly fee, and that's it. Now, it's pretty simple. You show up, you load up your cooler, you bring the fishing poles, bring the water skis, whatever you're going to do, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website again, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, that number, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will definitely open the door wide slap open for you. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. Now, you know, the Democrats, let's see, we're down to 20 now. Because the next debate, they're only going to allow 20 in, the top 20 candidates into the field, the Democratic Party. The rules are such. The debate will be hosted by CNN. It'll take place over 2 nights in Detroit on July 30th and July 31st. And here's who's going to be in. Senator Michael Bennett, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Cory Booker, former Montana Governor Steve Bullock, South Bend, Indiana Governor Mayor Pete, former Secretary of Commerce Julian Castro, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Congressman John Delaney, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Kamala Harris, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Congressman Tim Ryan, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, activist Marianne Williamson, and Andrew Yang. They'll be the 20 that'll be in. Now, it seems to me they're going to have a good time, right? But from what we're seeing from the 2020 Democratic presidential field is a tally, an accounting, if you will, of all the insane proposals, the wackiest and scariest things that these folks have put together and promised to impose on the American people. And let's go right down the list. We've heard him say impeach Trump so many times, we got to include that. But mandatory gun confiscation and gun control, legalizing the murder of a baby after it's born, slavery reparations, gay reparations, no one has to pay their student loans, taxpayers pay for abortions, eliminating private health insurance coverage for illegal aliens, forced busing, abolishing the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court with left-wing judges, decriminalize illegal border crossings, end deportations of illegal aliens, stop calling illegal aliens, but rather immigrants. Taxpayers fund abortions for men that think they're women. Oh, boy. Guaranteed income. Tax increases for all Americans. Tax rates as high as 77%. How about allowing the son of Sam and a Boston bomber to vote? And lowering the voting age to 16. And, oh, by the way, just for good measure, impeach Trump. Those are the things we've been hearing him talking about, barring no exception. And it's been over and over and over and over again. And thanks, Catwoman and Road Dog. Appreciate you guys very much. And you guys truck them safe going on home there. They're headed back to the house and... coming from Lafayette, Indiana, they're headed back to their house, so that's good for them. You get a chance to go there. And by the way, hello to Major Mac. And already said hi to Eric. Lynn in Cape Cod, Peter, our Marine up in, let's see, Camp Lejeune, and Susan in St. Pete, and looks like we got Becky on the line, Dave on the line, and Sue on the line right now. Okay, so we appreciate all you guys chiming in and saying what you're saying. Now, again, last night, great night, Club 45 Hillsboro over at the River Church. Now, we weren't where we normally were this time. We were in the back behind the church in the meeting rooms they've got back there. They've got, like, some trailers they put in there, kind of like modules for the school. And we were in one of their meeting rooms, and it was great. It was full. We had a good crowd. Everybody was very enthusiastic. Tremendous speakers talking about the border and what they had seen down there in a recent trip to the border. We got it straight from the source, straight from the source. And, folks, what you've been seeing and what you've been hearing from the mainstream media playing games with you, don't buy it. Don't believe it. The border wall is being constructed. May not be being built as fast as you think it should be, but it is being constructed. And things are moving along down there on that border. Now, I want to remind you of the final segment here, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. That's Dominic, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue anti-American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure you see the truck out there driving around. It's probably Kevin driving it. Wave at him, too. And remember, all military men and women get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and set yourself up an appointment to get it done. So there you go. Now, got about 30 seconds here. Okay, who's this, Sean?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, I think, a couple of things.
Well, make it quick because you're going to run out of time.
Yep. Don't forget that we're a bunch of Nazis and bigots and xenophobes, and our border patrol are Nazis running concentration camps, our ICE agents.
Yeah, that's nonsense, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. This is what the Democrats are talking about.
Not going to work.
Resident is a Russian plant, and, you know, it's beyond anything.
Not going to work. None of that's going to work. They're going to lose, and they're going to lose big. Mark my words.
Mm-hmm. To telling the people to find us, don't let us eat there, bring a crowd, pay attention, Maxine Waters, gather around them.
By the way, you need to start showing up at some of the places I go to when I go to these events, because they give you a whole new outlook on life.
Yeah.
Well, so positive last night with the people that were there. It was unbelievable. But I got to run because I'm running out of time.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. That's Sean Tampa. We appreciate him. But last night, we had a positive group of people all moving in the same direction. That's what you want. They got it together. They got their act together. They know what they're doing, Club 45 Tampa. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to become part of the solution and not remain part of the problem, you show up at a Club 45 meeting, and I'll be telling you when the next one is, because they are the real deal. And they definitely... last night was one of the best meetings they had, even though the first one they had two or three times the amount of people we had there. But the people last night and their enthusiasm was nothing short of amazing. Nothing short of amazing. All right. I will be back tonight with the weekend show. We're going to change things around a little bit on the weekend show. Denise Simon will be in hour number three of the show tonight. So don't go anywhere. Lots of good stuff coming your way on your favorite station. I am the captain. God bless America. See y'all tonight. Have a great day, everybody.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.